FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The new year is only hours old, but it's been a tough one for Japan. Scientists say more than a dozen earthquakes have hit Japan's west coast. The AP's Donna Warder.
Content creator Nick Russell was at a gas station in Miyoko when the earth started shaking and vehicles began rocking side to side.
This is huge.
Japan issued tsunami alerts and ordered evacuations in Ishikawa. Some people became trapped under rubble. The Japan Meteorological Agency says one tremor had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Japanese public broadcaster NHK TV warned that torrents of water could reach as high as 16.5 feet and urged people to seek high land or the top of higher buildings. I'm Donna Warder.
The new year's starting off a little cheerier in New York.
A giant sparkling New Year's Eve crystal ball came down to start 2024, with confetti raining down on those in Times Square who were cheering, hugging, kissing, and shouting. Many, like Michelle Weich, hoping the new year brings peace around the world.
I just hope this is just a better place. A better place to live.
Julie Walker, New York.
There's word this morning that thousands of Israeli soldiers are being shifted out of the Gaza Strip. It's the first significant drawdown of troops since the war against Hamas began. But fierce fighting continues in other areas of Gaza. Kimberly Singler, a Colorado mother suspected of killing two of her young children and injuring a third, is under arrest in the United Kingdom. Authorities in Hawaii say a surfer has died after an encounter with a shark. They're not calling it an attack. This is AP News. North Korea's Kim Jong-un says if his military is provoked, it should, quote, annihilate the U.S. and South Korea.
There are new threats from the head of North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's the week after Christmas, and all through the town, all the presents were opened and none wore a frown. The kids were all happy with their new clothes and toys. There were smiles on the faces of every girl and boy. While everyone looked at each other with glee, the real reason for Christmas was nowhere to be seen. We celebrate this season not for Santa and elves, but because God came to save us in spite of ourselves. So as we begin this happy new year, I'm praying that the Christ child will make your heart cheer. Accept Christ love and forgiveness today, and your life will be new in every way. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old ways are gone and the new ways have begun. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Happy New Year.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're coming off a record warm December across the Midwest. In fact, our warmest December in many places on record. January is starting a little cooler, but certainly still above normal by about 5 to 7 degrees for the upcoming week. Not a whole lot of action this week as well, with high pressure mainly in control, but there will be a couple of weak fronts passing by, mainly with some gusty winds and cloud cover. One of those coming through late tomorrow into Wednesday might produce a few flurries in the north or northeast half of Wisconsin, and of course some lake effect snow behind that Wednesday in the northern tip of the state into lower Michigan as well. We'll have another system come toward the Midwest. It looks like Saturday evening into Sunday. That'll be our next chance of some general light snow across the region. A small accumulation can't be ruled out. There are signs of a powerful storm system developing early next week in the southern plains, then tracking up toward the central Great Lakes. Could bring some heavy snow, at least to southeast Wisconsin. Certainly bears watching for early next week. Here's that forecast for today. Clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually. High temperature about 33. Northwest wind at 5 to 10 becoming west. Tonight partly cloudy and a bit breezy. Low 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer. High of 37. Southwest to west wind 10 to 17. Tuesday night passing clouds. Not too cold. Low in the mid-20s. Wednesday breaks of sun and breezy with a high of 32. Heading into Thursday, plenty of sunshine, low 15, high at 31. Friday should be partly cloudy, low 17, high 33. Saturday clouds gradually building in, low 20, high 35. There's a 30% chance of light snow Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's low in the mid-20s with highs in the low 30s. Hope you have a great New Year's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently 26 degrees in cloudy conditions. 32 was yesterday's high. The morning low, 25. Record high was 54 in 1897. Record low, 29 below zero in 1892. Last year's high was 41 and the low, 31. Sunset will happen at 4:37 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:34. Coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.30 is up slightly. And with cloudy skies, following a low of 25, it is 26 degrees. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports.
Sports time coming up, courtesy of Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of weekend sports. Details coming up as well on a Packer win last night. And a look ahead at a Badger football game kicking off on this New Year's Day a little bit later on today.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. We begin a busy stretch of sporting activities coming up here in high school sports this week. We'll have boys basketball tomorrow night on the radio when Highland visits the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornet boys with a couple of games over the holiday break. They have two games this week. They will also host River Valley coming up on Friday night. Over the weekend, wrestling took center stage in our local sports coverage, and Bill Twining has more.
The 41st annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament was held over the weekend at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. This year's event was also host to the first Bi-State Girls Seated and Bracketed Wrestling Tournament after debuting with a Girls Showcase event 1 year ago. The Girls Bi-State was wrestled Thursday and Friday and wrapped up Friday night with host Holman High School winning the inaugural team trophy. Individual winners included sophomore Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca, senior Rachel Schauer of Fenimore, and the Girls Tournament Most Valuable Wrestler, Carly Sheshker of Lake Geneva Badger High School. Claiming team titles then Saturday night at the completion of the boys Bi-State were Hastings, Minnesota in Division 1, Luxembourg Casco in Division 2, and Chatfield, Minnesota in Division 3. There were 72 teams in this year's Bi-State, while the first ever girls event boasted 57 wrestling squads. Rounding out the top five behind champion Hastings, among the large schools were runner-up Marshfield, followed by Holman, Hudson, and Bayport. The top five in Division II behind Luxembourg Casco's 247 points were Zumbrota Mazeppa, Minnesota, Prairie du Chien, Lodi, and Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. The top 3 point totals in the entire field were boasted by Division III schools, Chatfield, 291.5, Aquinas, 270, and Iowa Grand Highland, 254.5, while Stratford placed 4th and Mineral Point 5th. Individually, Blake Beasel of Hastings was the most outstanding wrestler at the Bi-State Classic for the second year in a row. The 120-pounder beat Liam Neitzel of Hudson 1-0 in the title match. The two were both returning Bi-State champs, with Neitzel a reigning WIAA state champ and Beasel a two-time state champion in Minnesota. Three other wrestlers, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Charlie Millard of Homestead, and Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, claimed their second Bi-State title, while Jack Cryer of Zumbrota Mazeppa joined Neitzel of Hudson as Bi-State titleists who were defeated in their bid for number two. Cryer lost a 3-2 title match to Rowan Carey of Mineral Point in the final at 132 pounds. Two other wrestlers from Southwest Wisconsin won Bi-State titles on Saturday night, freshman Shane Rashan of Dodgeville at 106 pounds and senior Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland at 138. Rounding out the roster of Bi-State champs were Trey Beasel of Hastings, Owen Denstan of Caledonia, Houston, Minnesota, Caleb Denny of Marshfield, David Moline of Aquinas, Trace Shaneman of Luxembourg Casco, Garrett Kaczynski of Port Washington, and three-time state champion Coy Hopke of Amory, who was competing in his first Bi-State Classic. Hopke pinned all five of his opponents in a total of 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Here's how things went locally for area teams at the 2023 Bi-State. Richland Center was led by senior Teague Perkins, who won 5 matches and placed 6th for the second year in a row. Junior Ethan Hady finished 10th and placed at Bi-State for the second time. Senior Cole Brenninger won 4 matches and junior Braden Kleppe 2, but neither was able to place. For the Richland Center girls, senior Madison Meyer was runner-up at 152 pounds and senior Emma Hady placed 3rd at 107, while sophomore Madeline Muller won 3 matches but failed to place. Ithaca Weston has one place winner in junior Mac Neef at 285 pounds, who logged three pins and earned an eighth place medal. Six teammates from Ithaca Weston won a pair of matches. Ethan Stowell, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, Logan Anderson, Caden Coleman, and Caleb Burkram. For the Ithaca Weston girls, freshman Kaylee Manning won three matches to reach the finals, but lost a 6-2 bout and placed second. River Valley junior Noah Radke won the final match of the tournament in the closing moments with a 2-1 come-from-behind victory and finished third. Five Blackhawk teammates won a pair of matches but failed to place: Ben Reese, Mason Schulte, Wyatt Knockreiner, Hunter Ault, and Blake Brickle. For the River Valley girls, freshman Montana Joles won three matches and placed eighth. Riverdale was led by sophomore Grant Matthews, who improved to 22-2 on the season with five victories, including four falls, and won his third-place match. Senior Caden Renish placed sixth, while sophomore Brody Meese was eighth at 126 pounds and freshman Lakota Brewer ninth at 120. Senior Sean Duffy won three matches and junior Jordan Bomkamp two, but neither was able to place. North Crawford Seneca saw junior Jaron Grimslet win three matches at 106 pounds for the boys, while the girls stole the show for North Crawford Seneca. Sophomore Adriana Logue won a bi-state title with four pins, including one in the championship match. Freshman Frankie Groom won five matches and placed fifth, while senior Darcia Jelenic won three bouts but failed to place. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative had nine boys entered, along with eight girls, at this year's bi-state. Senior Colton Clark won three matches for the tournament, while the girls were led by freshman Luca Gross's sixth-placed finish at 100 pounds. Also for the Predators, three girls won a pair of bouts: Mariana Miller, Emerson Miller, and Maddie Townsend. The Dodgeville lineup was missing three key members due to injuries or planned family vacation, but still had strong performances from three other individuals. Freshman Shane Rashan took the title at 106 pounds. Freshman Rhett Spurley was sixth at 113. And sophomore Nathan Johnson won a pair of matches before bowing out. Mineral Point's fifth-place effort was led by two wrestlers who reached the finals. Junior Rowan Carey took the title at 132 with a one-point victory, while junior Cade Rule lost a 1-0 match to Caleb Denny of Marshfield in the 165-pound final. Junior Matt Orrett won three matches for the Pointers, while a pair of freshmen each won two, Elliot Kite and Jacob Dannenberg. Basketball Wazika Steuben was missing Job Wetter from the lineup, and the shorthanded Bulldogs were led by freshman Daniel Bryant's two pins in the 215-pound weight bracket. Iowa Grand Highland, the recent champion at the Richland Invitational, continued its winning ways. Unbeaten Elliot Biba won the 138-pound final, while junior Tyson Imhoff and sophomore Jackson Bussey also reached the finals before finishing second. Freshman Hunter Stevens won his third-place match. Freshman Brock Hinderman was fourth at 144, and junior Emerson Moen placed ninth at 165. Gavin Hinderman won four matches but failed to place, as did three-match winners Darren Loffenberg and Bodie Brockop. Fenimore had just its girls' team entered in the bi-state, was led by senior Rachel Schauer and senior Brooklyn Lull. Both reached the finals, with Schauer winning and Lull finishing second. Lancaster had eight girls entered and was led by Olivia Ball's fourth-place effort. Two other notes with local interest: sophomore Delia Collins, daughter of former Richland Center wrestler Matt Collins, won a third-place medal for Mineral Point, while freshman Caitlin Lambrees, daughter of former Richland Center wrestler Justin Lambrees, won a sixth-place medal for the Holman Vikings. Next year's Bi-State Classic is tentatively scheduled for December 26th through the 28th of 2024. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Well, turning our attention to the state of Wisconsin scene, Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes and ran for another in Sunday night's 33-10 rout of the Vikings. It was the first-year starter's best game of the season. He completed 24 of 33 passes for 256 yards. He got around with a lot of support from Aaron Jones, who is finally healthy after an injury-filled season. Jones rushed 20 times for 121 yards. The victory means Green Bay makes the playoffs if it wins next week at home against the Chicago Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love says it was a good team effort.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. You know, I was trying to get the ball out of my hand quick and get it to the playmakers and let those guys go make some moves in space. And that's exactly what we were doing. And the run game was really great tonight. You know, Aaron Jones, AJ, PT, you know, those guys battled the whole time. O-line did great. So I think everybody was just executing at a high level tonight.
Coach Matt LaFleur spoke of the win.
That was a complete football game, really in every phase for four quarters. We knew it was going to take a great effort. I think Minnesota got a lot of respect for their coaches and players and what they've been able to accomplish. I know they were shorthanded, a lot of guys, but, you know, we've been down that road too, and we've had a lot of guys step up.
He says many of the Packers had great games.
It was great to see guys like Bo Melton get 100 yards and his first touchdown, and CB go in there at corner, and Corey Ballantyne stepping up, getting the call last minute to go in there and start. And anytime you can come out of game and hold Jefferson to 56 yards, I think you got a good chance of winning the football game.
And Bo Melton talked about his 100-yard game.
It means a lot to me, you know. I just love, you know, competing. Love coming out here with my guys. Just competing every day, no matter what position I'm in. You know, I just want to compete and get better every day. So 100 yards means a lot to me. I know, I think the line, quarterbacks, everybody.
Some other games from the NFL on Sunday. Arizona 35-31 over Philadelphia. Baltimore 56, Miami 19. Buffalo 27-21 over New England. The Bears beat Atlanta 37-17. Houston 26, Tennessee 3. Indianapolis 23-20 over Las Vegas. Jacksonville beat Carolina 26-0. Rams 26, the Giants 25. New Orleans 23, Tampa Bay 13. San Francisco 27-10 over Washington. Pittsburgh 30, Seattle 23. Denver 16, the Chargers 9. Kansas City 25-17 over Cincinnati. The Packers' next game is coming up against the Bears. They've officially announced the kickoff time to be 3:25. When Coach Matt LaFleur's team lost five of its first seven games, it was considered a very long shot for them to make the playoffs. But now they have a chance. If they get that victory against the Bears, they will be in. The New Look Badger football program completes an up-and-down season in the Relia Quest Bowl against LSU. Wisconsin will be seeking its third straight win in the game with an 11 o'clock kickoff time. Coach Luke Fickell's squad seemingly turned things around with victories in the final two games of the regular season against Nebraska and Minnesota. At least six starters will miss the action, including running back Braylon Allen. LSU is a 9.5-point favorite, even though it has to go without Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels as its quarterback. Pregame time, 9 o'clock today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brooklyn Nets could be fined by the NBA for the number of players who were held out of the game against Milwaukee. Four significant players were sidelined for the Bucks' win recently, then three more were pulled early in the game. The Wednesday contest was Brooklyn's fifth game in 7 days, and the team faces four more games on a six-day road trip. Many fans at the Barclays Center were angry that the players didn't take the court. As far as the Bucks were concerned, they enjoyed the victory. They'll get back to action coming up today. They'll be taking on Indiana. Hear the game later on tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock this evening. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Arneson Service and Repair of Hill Point provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment. Arneson Service and Repair also does farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Classic Auto Body, the home of the Ring Brothers, is where the word is, we're the best part of a bad situation. Classic Auto Body, Highway 14, Spring Green. At Rockwell Automation, the mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable, and it all starts right here in Richland Center at Rockwell Automation.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
On WRCO. Happy New Year, everybody. We have some great tunes to share with you, regular features along the way. Our year in review comes up during our morning show time today. This is Parmalee.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. I'm gonna love you, even with my life. got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you, yeah. I'm gonna love you like it's our last day. No matter whatever comes our way, if these are the last words off of my lips, all I want you to know is even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Your space, oh, I wasn't where you wanted to be. I didn't stand in your way. I only want you to be happy. And so, how surprised am I to see you here tonight? Times in our life, we get to where we'll wander if the long road that we're on is heading in the same direction. But when it comes to you and me, we're right where I know we should be.
I'm not afraid to die.
Faith Urban on FM 100.9, and I told you so. Some things to watch on the tube today, the 135th Rose Bowl Parade, which begins at 9 o'clock this morning. Also, America's Got Talent, Fantasy League on TV tonight. And a lot of networks going with some retro shows or recaps and tributes, and a lot of that attributed to the writer's strike, which affected a lot of the scripted shows. So this one looks pretty good. MASH, the comedy that changed television. It's airing tonight on Fox at 7 o'clock, a two-hour special. Looking back to the sitcom MASH, which ran from 1972 through 83 and remains one of the most memorable and beloved TV series of all time. Some behind-the-scenes footage and interviews with cast members as well in that particular show coming up this evening. I enjoyed the Dick Van Dyke tribute that was on CBS last week for Dick Van Dyke's 98th birthday. That was a fun show.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare supplement insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson-Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
It's a holiday today, but we will not take a holiday from trivia. We'll ask a question of you coming up in just a bit.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Little whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born.
David Lee Murphy on WRCO Radio. Trivia Time today is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center. Your chance to win a 6-inch sub of the day if you can correctly identify the right answer. In our trivia question today, the Badger football team played in the 1963 Rose Bowl, considered by some to be one of the greatest college football games of all time. Many records were set in the game. A lot of them have been broken. The Badgers set a record that still stands, however, in the game, a record for first downs. How many first downs did the Badger football team achieve in that 1963 Rose Bowl game? Was it A, 21, B, 25, was it C, 27, or D, 32 first downs? Give it a try if you think you know. The winning answer wins from Subway today. 608-647-4155 is the hotline.
I gotta clean up. I know you'll be showing up with bleach. All those names that we don't ever speak of. Got a couple knives that have slipped my mind. Proof and photographs have been deleted. If you ever needed an alibi, it's dirt on you, it's dirt on me. We both know our hands ain't clean. If it all blows out, judgment or keeping score. If you rob a bank, I'm your getaway Mercedes. God knows that's what friends are for. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me. We both know our hands ain't clean. If it all blows up and we end up on the news, if you go down, I'm going down too. If you go down, I'm going down too, secrets by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me.
Kelsey Ballerini on WRCO Radio. We have found our winner. Congratulations to the very scholarly Rick Zogbaum. Rick got through the line with the right answer. Good job. The Badger football team played in the 1963 Rose Bowl, considered by many to be one of the greatest college games of all time. Many records were set in the game. The Badgers set at least one that still stands for the number of first downs. And the correct answer, you should have went with D, 32 first downs in the game. That record still stands. That's incredible. Many of them have been broken over the years. Of course, one of the greatest comebacks of all time, the Badger comeback, fell short, but quarterback Ron Vanderkellen led the team on a 23-point comeback in the fourth quarter and got within striking distance to win the game. The final touchdown thrown to Pat Richter. But it wasn't to be, but certainly a game that that still stands. I've seen some footage of that particular game, which capped off the 1962 season, and it was a battle of number one and number two rated teams. Badgers were rated second in the nation that year after the college football campaign. Congratulations to Mr. Rick Zogbaum, the winner of trivia from Subway in the Richland Center area. The Subway on the Sextonville Road saying, discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Well, it's not the Rose Bowl, but the Badgers will compete in the ReliaQuest Bowl today. Kickoff time will be 11 o'clock against LSU. Today at noon, Iowa plays Tennessee. That game will be shown on ABC. Also at noon, Liberty versus Oregon on ESPN. This afternoon at 4:10, Alabama and Michigan. Several avenues. ESPN will be the prime network. And Texas and Washington tonight kicks off at 7:45. So it is definitely a feast of football.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
Save extra now during the After Christmas half-price sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center in Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price. Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. Hurry in. Sale ends Monday, New Year's Day at 2 p.m.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, choose Mr. G's.
8 minutes before 9 o'clock, from the Lost and Found a cat in the Hub City area. It's mostly black with markings, white markings, tuxedo markings, I guess maybe more appropriate to say. The number to call is 608-983-2270, 983-2270. If you might be missing that black and white cat in the Hub City area. The Brewer Public Library is closed today for the New Year's holiday. Be aware of that as well. And making the sports scene, but not on the top story list, an Australian man said it took 6 months of training to break an unusual world record, the fastest time to put on 10 pairs of underpants. Nicholas Manning of Brisbane said he always wanted to break a Guinness record, and he eventually settled on attempting the underpants donning title. He said it took him 6 months of practice to develop and refine his technique. He successfully broke the record with a time of 13.03 seconds. Getting 10 pairs of underpants on in that amount of time. My goodness. It takes me about a minute just to get one pair on, so I don't know how he did it. But anyway, that's the way it goes. This is Joe Diffie.
One July in the midnight hour, he climbed upon the
Joe Diffie on WRCO Radio. Happy Trails time is coming up, and then we'll take it on to the morning show time with a recap of some of the top news stories of the past year. The Year in Review with Joanne Krulets. That's coming up between 9 and 10 today. Film the Open. You have a great rest of your day.
I had a hand-me-down ride, painted red, can red, second hand tires, poor boy tread. Made a lot of almost love and a bit of that truck got stuck a lot. Yes, later jacket boys singing J.J. songs, drinking everything we could get our hands on. Learning about right but doing it wrong, hoping we didn't get caught. I sang her the homesick blues.